A spirit-to-spirit hello from Golden Rose Psychic Radio. Thank you for joining Dr. Lawrence Cielo and the healers of Golden Rose Psychic Services as they discuss revolutionary psychic healing techniques, do live readings, and take your calls.
Well, hello. Welcome back to our show. This is Dr. Lawrence Cielo coming to you live from sunny San Diego. We're very excited about our show tonight. Tonight's theme is all about contracts and agreements. And we have a special guest with us tonight, which I'll introduce in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you a little bit more about us and what we do. If you've been following along, you probably already know this, but we are healers. We use our clairvoyant ability to read energy as color and symbols, guides, those that have passed over. And the only reason that we really do that is to heal people. And our definition of the word heal means to shift energies, to make some shift or transformation in your space. So a lot of my students get trained, but they may not really use their ability to read energy with their sixth chakra or clairvoyance to heal people. They might use it in their own profession, might use it to make their family life a little smoother. But everyone on the website, everyone on my team has decided to use this both a gift and the education that they received to be professional healers. And so like I mentioned, tonight's show is all about contracts and agreements. And we are so grateful to have a special guest star here today, and you'll get a chance to meet her and ask her questions. It's Legina Glass. And you can check her out on the internet at www.leginaglass.com.
You are a wild bunch, let me tell you.
We're going to have to go to dinner sometime, girl. We'll show you.
Okay, Dr. Lauren?
Yeah.
Can I ask Legina, what's your favorite chocolate there?
Well, you know, I actually, I'm not a big fan of chocolate. I can actually pass it up, but I really do enjoy the chocolate cake with the hot fudge in the center, those molten chocolate cakes. That's about the one chocolate I can't really pass up. Everything else I could probably skip, but that thing, you put it in front of me, it's gone.
Yeah, that'll work.
I'm salivating. I am salivating.
Yeah, I'm going to get one tonight.
yeah, after show chocolate fix. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Okay, so girl, we got to get to business. So tell us about your book. Why'd you write it?
Okay, well, I will say, just speaking from my intuitive side, I was on a bit of a journey, and I didn't know I was on a journey. So much of the information in the book is channeled information. So it was sort of the beginning of my listening more to my intuition and also for my need to heal. So I'll tell you, I started doing a lot of dream work. So much of what's in the book came through me, through my dream work. I would hear just phrases or whispers or insights into things that needed to be healed. And so I started to pay attention and I started to journal these things out. And lo and behold, it became a book and very powerful for me. And the reason I say four powerful words that changed my life, because when I actually started looking at the word truth and what it really meant and going into how do you live a life of integrity and how do you really gather the courage to go out and do what you need to do and how can you do all of that from a place of love. So that's how I pretty much came up with the title. The information in the book, it's all about energy. So I love that you started off the conversation tonight talking about energy, but also about self-healing. So everything I talk about is really my journey, my soul's journey, really, into how I started to heal my body, my mind, my spirit. And so I share my story. And it's really done in a way, at least I hope, and some of the feedback I've gotten confirms, that it really opens people's minds up to the idea of what if, you know, if I did just this little bit, you know, it's not high learning, it's not, you don't need to be a super genius to get it. It's small things that you can do to really start changing your life so that you can have a mind-body connection. So that's the essence of what's in the book. It's a short, quick read. It's only 64 pages, all on purpose, all for the the idea of getting the information out there and allowing people to use their own intuition to really pull from the information what is helpful for them.
Okay. Right, and then you know what? At the beginning of the book, you talk a lot that one of the things that spurred you onto this was your what if question. And that what if came from, who was it that stimulated you into that question?
You know, I started reading the book Your Soul's Plan by Robert Schwartz. And I wasn't sure how I really felt about the information that we actually have contracts and that we actually have a soul plan and that we actually participate before we are born onto planet Earth, that our soul has created a game plan or have laid out the lessons that we come here to learn. So I actually started with the idea of, I don't have to believe it, but what if it were true? What if it was true that I planned the experiences that I'm currently having in this lifetime? So with that idea, I started thinking, okay, if that's true and I planned it, then I could go to myself and say, if this challenge that I'm currently having in my life, if I planned it, then what exactly was I wanting to learn from that experience? So I really started with that, and it was absolutely powerful, just starting with the idea of what if. Because we move immediately from being the victim of our problem, right, to being a co-creator of our solution. Because if I plan the event or the difficulty, then I must also be seeking a solution. So how do I become part of the solution versus the victim of, oh, my gosh, all this always happens to me? Instead, I said, well, I planned it, so I'm going to take ownership of that idea, and I'm going to say, if I plan it, what am I supposed to learn? And then I immediately start going after the solution. Why did I want to experience this? And many of the times you come back to some of the divine virtues. You wanted to learn about patience. You wanted to learn about unconditional love. You want to know about forgiveness. I mean, there are so many things that you can get from your difficulties. So now I don't see anything as a problem. It's not really a challenge. You know, it's just an opportunity to grow, because that's why I planned it.
I love that. And, you know, for me personally, I remember growing up, and I have an older brother, and my father, I would get so frustrated because I didn't think things were fair. I was always my big thing, you know, justice, you know, things must be just. And my dad would always say to me, who or whatever made you think that things were going to be fair in this lifetime? And that would just make me so mad. I remember setting my intention then that, the world that I live in will be fair. I will be treated fairly. And so for me, I think that was when I started to on the soul level, take a look at some of the contracts that I was writing in my life. And I'll be really honest, if I didn't believe like you do, Legina, that I am creating the worst day of my life for a great reason, I don't think I'd want to participate much anymore. If I just thought it was, some big man in the clouds, you know, throwing some rain drops down on my head or putting a banana peel under my feet, and I'm just, a victim of circumstances, I just don't think that, I don't think I'd be on this radio show right now. That's what I think. What do you think, Ms. Victoria?
I was going to say, I love what you say about the soul planning, and I love what you were saying about, that victim, I know when I'm having a bad day and that maybe I'm feeling like the victim, like, oh my gosh, poor me. And I think knowing that I've planned this and knowing about contracts and being able to shift them, renegotiate them, it gives me the power to tell myself, okay, you don't like it, shift it. Redo it, change it to what you want. And I think it just kind of gives you more, it gives you just, you just feel like you're in control of your life, you know, and you
Absolutely.
Can be happy if you want to be happy. So,
absolutely.
Okay, so I want to talk about why you named your book the way you did and the acronym.
Okay, well, I actually call it TICL. It's TICL. And it goes back to the words. I believe in the power of words. I believe that everything is energy. So you want to use words that are powerful. So for me, truth is super powerful. And not truth in absolute truth, because we may never know, but truth in how do we hold ourselves accountable for self-limiting thoughts and beliefs. And then we move on to the I, which is integrity. And when you have your truth, how do you act with integrity? How do you strengthen your own moral character? And then courage is all about getting the strength to make changes in your life to improve, to be happy, really, is all we really want, is to be happy. And how do you do all of that with love, right? So it's truth, integrity, courage, love, tickle. And I named my process the tickle effect. And that's actually a coaching process that I use. So when someone does have a challenge or something they're dealing with, I walk them through each of those items to help them, from their own perspective, understand exactly what's going on for them, not from other people's perspective, from their own truth, and how can they put actions into place that are of integrity. And then how do you gather the courage to really make those changes and really live from a place of love? So not about running out, attacking other people, making it other people's problems, but internalizing all of that, using your own intuition to guide you. So I call the process the tickle effect. And that's what I do, and it's a very powerful process. And once you learn it, you can use it in any area of your life.
I think I want to be tickled.
I'll tickle you. No problem.
I love that. I love that. So now you've gone, you've reached out so far that you've created a nonprofit. Tell us about that, Legina.
Yes, it is a project in progress. So. My idea is that I know the way that I grew up, and I put this in my book, and I really get open and authentic, and I really laid it out there in the book. And so I'm really vulnerable to my environment, and friends who have known me for, you know, many, many, many years didn't know much about me until they read the book. So I thought, what if people who may not have access to some of the spiritual learning and practices and meditation and yoga and mind-body techniques, that and tools that we use to really heal ourselves. So I want to start, and I'm in the process of starting a nonprofit that will teach how do you raise your vibration energetically to match your body to your mind and to your spirit, and how do you learn how to release self-limiting thoughts and beliefs through meditation and other types of forms to just really release the stress that we carry. Some of the other things I talk about is relationship, and for me, I'm very, very passionate about the inner child work. Okay, so I think a lot of things that we deal with as adults really stem from experiences we had as children, and we carry that with us. And so a lot of times our fears and things that creep up, it's really the little child. So I call my little girl. She comes to me in meditation, and we talk, and I tell her that I'm aware now and I can protect her. So I use that work, and then also humanity, getting rid of the idea that we're all separate, because we're not, right? We're a diverse community, but we're all the same, and we all come from the same spirit. And so I want to teach these basic these processes and the understanding and the learning to people who may not otherwise have access, just to give them a foot in the door to say, you know what, I am a co-creator. I can do this stuff. And then where it goes from there, you know, it can go any place. You can go into higher learning and spiritual practices, but my idea is to bring this to underserved communities. And really, it's unlimited. I believe everyone can actually benefit from the work that we're doing at Tickle.
I love it.
At Tickle Institute.
So, Legina, if people want to learn more about Tickle, or say they want to help you out or participate, or where can they find out more information about your Tickle?
Awesome. Well, I would say the first thing is the book, because for me, it's really the baseline, and I really wrote the book as a foundational piece for things that are being taught at Tickle. So I would say the first place I would go is my website, which is leginaglass.com, LeginaGlass.com, and it's also on the Golden Rose episode page. And the second thing you could do is I do have a website, but it's currently under construction. But if you go to tickleinstitute.org, you can put in your email address, and once the website's up and running, you'll actually get an email that starts keeping you up to date. On my Legina Glass website, you can also go to the events page, and I list where I'm going to be and where I'm teaching, because I am already teaching some of these classes. So you can find out where I am by going to the events page.
Very nice.
And Legina, obviously your coaching work, your spiritual coaching work, and your classes, are those both available long distance?
The classes currently are not available long distance, but the coaching is. The coaching can be done via Skype, even on the phone, so absolutely. And the coaching really is a big part of my passion, because I think it's something that you can use and you can really run with it and utilize it in so many different parts of your life. So, yes, that is done now. Eventually, I will have the classes available online, but right now I am teaching those classes live in pretty much here in San Diego.
We're going to have to put you in touch with our web integrators, 3pointvirtual.com. They've done all of our stuff. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Rich over there.
Absolutely.
So, If our listeners wanted to get a copy of your book, is it just available on your website, or do you have it, is it through Amazon, or can I get it through Barnes & Noble? How can they get that copy?
Yes, yes, and yes. It is available on Amazon.com. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. It is also available on BalboaPress.com. And if you go to my website again, there's one page dedicated just to the book, and it will take you to a link that goes directly to be purchased. Again, it's a small book. It's retailing at $8.99, but you can also get the ebook for $3.99 right off the website.
And you know what? I think the folks at 3Point Virtual got that up on our episode page too. So you probably can just click the name of the book there, and that'll take you. I believe they went to Amazon with that, but yeah, get that copy. I read it; it's fantastic. Now, Legina, besides being an author, besides being a teacher and a spiritual coach, you also consider yourself to be an energy healer and psychic empath. Tell us about that part of your work. All right, so let's see. Looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulty there. Maybe Legina will call back in.
Okay, I'm back on, actually. I'm back in.
Oh,
sweet.
Perfect.
It's
yay!
Fun on radio.
I thought it was just me losing my mind, but here we are.
Live radio, don't you love it? Have a piece of chocolate, put some socks on, and let's do it. Okay. All right, well, let me rephrase my question, honey. Okay, so besides being the accomplished author, the founder of a up-and-coming nonprofit, as well as the spiritual coach, you also do energy healings and you're a psychic empath. So tell us about that.
Well, that's fascinating. I am a psychic empath, so I do angel tarot reading, and I do channel energy to help, you know, folks through their challenges. I pretty much work with spirit guides and guardian angels, ascended masters. That's what typically comes through me. But I'm also a Reiki master, so I do energy healing work. And what I do find is when I'm doing work in terms of readings or, you know, working with clients, I would say about 75% of the time I throw in a little bit of Reiki. And I do that because I find that when people are seeking answers, there's a lot of anguish that goes on in their mind. And so I try to add a little bit of energy to kind of calm them down, show a little unconditional love. So I really do a combination of things. And if they're really stuck on something, I get messages from spirit, but I'm always giving out homework. So if you talk to me for a reading, you're probably going to leave with a little bit of homework because spirit is always giving me information to help people to move past their challenges. So real-life actions that you can actually take to really start turning things around. So, again, it really, for me, goes back to self-healing. So anytime I can leave someone with something that can have the healing continue, that's really what I – that's my passion.
I love that.
Legina, I wanted to ask you, how do you use Tickle in your everyday life? And, you know, how do you stay in that mindset?
Well, that is a really good question because every now and again, I forget because we know that we're spiritual beings, right? But we're also having a very, very human experience. So sometimes things get thrown at us and we immediately go to that place of fear or, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And so I remind myself, I just go back in and I sit quietly just for a few minutes of meditation. And then I start going to what is the truth? What is the truth about what's happening here? And really, again, from my own perspective, not what other people think, not what other people are doing, what's the truth for Legina in this moment right now? And when I do that, within a minute, I start to have more creative solutions to navigating whatever that challenge is. And I remind myself, you know what? It's an opportunity to grow. So I go to that place, and then I start going through my game plan. And within half an hour, I can pretty much sum up, you know, how I'm going to navigate through that challenge. So thanks for asking that. So because it just reminds me to keep it up front in my own mind because it's powerful.
Wow, what an inspiration. This is great stuff. Thank you so much, Legina, for being our special guest. So, okay, so guess what, folks? It's that time of the show. ding dong when Victoria and I slip into our psychic mindset and do some readings. So what we thought we would do tonight to get the ball rolling, because tonight is all about reading contracts. And like Legina alluded to, the way Victoria and I see this planet is that it's all contracted by these spiritual agreements. In other words, they're scripts, and we are the actors in each other's plays. We incarnate in soul groups, and as you're getting ready to come in, you start asking folks who you have karma with, and we'll probably do a whole show on karma, to sign your contracts, the things that you want to experience in this life. You're never a victim, and you're never a perpetrator. You're only a co-conspirator in contracts. So, again, nothing can happen on the earth plane without a spiritual contract being created, negotiated, and signed by everyone who's going to have that experience. So, as professional healers and teachers, Victoria and I work very, very hard on trying to understand what our contract is, our offering to our brothers and sisters on the planet in that avenue of our life. So we kind of figured that little Miss Legina Glass has quite a contract that she signed in this lifetime to be a healer and teacher and the founder of a nonprofit and an author and all this great stuff she's got cooking. So we thought, with her permission, and I already have it because I already know she signed the contract, we're going to take a little peek at Legina Glass's contract to be a healer. So as always, Victoria and I have to take a step off and match Legina's energy. And once we're there, we'll be right back and give you some great information, Legina. Hang on. Here we go.
Your rose showed up like a nice little glass, but like a transparent glass with this beautiful blue energy. It's almost like the color of that crystal I did this last week, angel light. It's very beautiful, and I think I see transparent, like you have so much knowledge to share, and that transparency goes all around your rose. So it's like you have a long journey of just different information and knowledge and teaching that you're going to be sharing with people. And also it's going to be like you're working with the angels to share this information. So I see it being a lifetime of a lot of sharing, a lot going on in that rose, a lot of knowledge. Let's see what
else. While Victoria's poking around on that rose, I asked Legina's record keeper to bring forward her contract to be a healer in this lifetime. And I see them, well, our technique sees them as scrolls of all things, or books. When I take a look at the scroll that Legina has created and asked her brothers and sisters on the planet to sign in regards to working with her as a healer and teacher, the very first thing that catches my awareness is the boundary setting of this. And so in other words, I can see the outline of the contract in bold. And when I asked Legina why she created it this way, it's because this, just like Tickle, it's the I in Tickle. It's integrity. She doesn't cross the line in her healings and teachings. She's very boundary setting. In other words, if you come into her life as a student or a healee, chances are you'll probably stay a student and a healee. There's no blurring of the lines with Legina. The other thing that I noticed right away was where everybody signs their name, and that's how we see it. We see it as a scroll with all of these terms and conditions on it that make up the agreement, and then signatures of everyone who has signed this contract. And the interesting thing in it, Legina, I love you. You are so on point with where you're going and what you're doing, because when I look at the signature part where you're inviting brothers and sisters to sign to become your students and clients, it's got this beautiful yellow haze or hue at the part where everyone signs on the soul level. And when I asked you what in the heck you're doing there, you said, look, before I'm willing to have people sign this contract, you need more information, because my yellows always have something to do with mental information. It's not an emotion. It's not a spiritual energy. It's data. It's 1 and 1 equals 2. That's the reason, Legina, that you decided you got to get this book out of you and onto paper so that, and you even said it when we were interviewing you, read my book. It will tell you what is in store for you once you have that yellow information, or I should say the information that I see as yellow. Then, and only then, would you please sign my contract, realizing that I'm not going to overstep this boundary in any way, shape, or form. This is a complete safe contract for clients and students to flourish, grow, and heal. So that's, I love that. It's a gorgeous contract. So, Victoria, did you see anything on the contract you wanted to talk about?
You know, when I saw her contract, it is so long. It's so long. And it's interesting, like, as you're saying about the boundaries, because I see, like, even when I was looking at the rose, like, I saw it like a transparent rose, because I think that if you walk your talk, and you're like, you know what, you invite anybody to come and speak with you if they have any questions about what you're doing or what you're teaching or what you're sharing. And so so I see it, I definitely hear and see teacher on the contract, and it's almost like I start seeing you speaking in front of, like, big audiences, and, like, you're dancing and you have music. So it's almost like I see it almost being like if people know Michael Bernard Beckwith, like from The Secret, like you're bringing all these people together, and I see that you're traveling to different states and different places, and you're speaking to them, you're giving them a message, but you're also bringing them and allowing to have this joyous time with you and to lift their energy. But it's you make things so simple for people to understand, and when I see what you're teaching to people, it's like you break it down so anybody can get it, anybody can understand and take that information when they're ready. So I definitely see it's long, and I see, like, you're going to continue teaching in this lifetime, and it's just going to keep following you in other lifetimes. So I see that, you know, you've been a teacher, you brought information through, and you're going to continue being a teacher for many lifetimes to come.
Great. I want to comment on another thing I saw while Victoria was speaking. Legina, do you have a clear quartz crystal that really resonates with you? Is there a particular crystal that you've made connection with?
Yes, there is.
because when I say hello to the contract, there, all of a sudden I saw this crystal on it. And when I said hello to the crystal, I'm not sure what you do with that crystal, but it's like it has information. I don't know if it's a Lemurian or what, or if you've had it in a past life, or if you're downloading and uploading to it. But my gracious girl, keep that crystal with you. I would even sleep with it, and I do sleep with rocks. I have to put them under pillows so I don't conk my head at night. But keep that crystal in you has this it's like, of course, it's an energy storing device. But again, I believe you download and upload to it. So tell us about that crystal.
It is Lemurian. So you're right on there. And I actually use it as my master crystal to energize my other crystals. So even when I'm doing my Reiki, or I'm doing crystal grids for my own healing or for healing of others, I use that particular crystal to energize the other crystals. And it's very interesting that you brought it up, because just before we got started, I was looking at it because it's shifting. So anyone who works with crystals and stones will notice that they change over time as they process information. So just, I'm laughing because cause that was awesome. I was just having that experience just before we got started tonight. So thank you
Fantastic.
For bringing that up.
Yeah, keep that baby close to you, boy. Victoria, anything else for Legina?
Yeah, I see, you know what, as you're talking, I just see you almost like floating on this cloud. And, like, just really connecting with the divine, and I see you writing a lot more. Like, I see another book coming. I see just information flowing through you, and it's just straight from the divine. It's from the angels. And so, you're just float. I just see you floating on this cloud, writing away, and just enjoying the experience with angel wings, so letting me know that they're with you through this experience.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, it was
wow,
our pleasure. Thank
nice.
You so much for showing us that awesome contract. So guest, Legina Glass from www.leginaglass.com. Her new or her book out, Tickle. I love it. What do you got for us, girl?
You know, I just want to say thank you for having me. A lot of fun and learned a lot. But I would just say to the listeners just to remember that you're already perfect.
I love that. And listen, our show next week is all about spirit guides. And I know Legina didn't mention it, but she's got a collective that she works with called the Grandmothers that she mentions in her book. So, Legina, I'd like to invite you back next week to talk about that. Hopefully your schedule will allow for that. So we'd love to have you back. You've been a great guest. Thank you, girl.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right, you guys, that's our show.